This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Rewati Khan, Rewatitiekhan. Date of birth 12-12-1963. Date of appointment February 10th, 2026. Requesting physician Anissa Sarkisova, INESSASARKASOVA, MD. Dear Dr. Sarkisova, I have the pleasure of seeing Rewati Khan today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 62-year-old right-handed woman who on 9/3/2025 became confused. She missed the dialysis. She was taken to the Alice Hospital. She was hypoxic over there and blood pressure was systolic in 200. She was intubated, CT of the head done, which showed midline shift to the right at 3 mm with vasogenic edema, secondary to possible underlying mass. She was transferred to the Albany Medical Center where MRI of the brain done and they diagnosed PRESS syndrome, P-R-E-S, in parenthesis posterior reversible encephalopathy syndrome, parenthesis closed, to the left parietal occipital hyperintensity with corpus callosum involvement and no evidence of a mass, period. Other differentials were included left parietal occipital. No, please rewrite again. Other differentials include infectious and inflammatory process. She received antibiotic and her blood pressure came down with antihypertensive medication. She was started on Decadron and Keppra. Decadron was discontinued. Pectiv was placed. She had a serial MRIs in Albany Medical Center. Their initial impression was PRESS syndrome. Then they diagnosed ADEM, in parentheses, acute disseminating encephalomyelitis. Seen by rheumatologist also, due to the elevated white count and CRP, a lumbar puncture also done, which was within normal limit. Amyloid testing sent to the Mayo Clinic, which is pending. They recommended follow with neurosurgery. Patient went to the subacute rehab in Schenectady Center for rehabilitation. And after that, she went home. She did not go to follow up with neurology, neurosurgery, or rheumatologist. Today, she is here in my office. As per the patient and the son and the daughter, she is confused. She is having generalized weakness. Her memory is not good. She is having head pain. She is having decreased vision in the right eye. She is taking liquid of Capra 750 milligram one time daily. Her G tube is out. Past medical history and stage renal disease on hemodialysis, hypertension. Hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, diabetes mellitus, asthma, congestive heart failure, AV fistula, past surgical history, AV fistula, and dialysis catheter. Allergy, LB glutide, linagliptin, lira glutide, medication, Admilog, amlodipine, Elepta, atorvastatin, Eliquis, famotidine, levothyroxine, metoprolol, Semgly, insulin, Levemir, Capra. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is married, live with the husband and son. She has two children. Family history, mother deceased with hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, father deceased. Same problem, one sister, three brothers. The common problem is hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. All the brother have coronary bypass graft. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is confused. She is having memory loss, joint pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. I did the mini mental status examination. She scored 16 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes, 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 62-year-old right-handed Guyanese woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Press syndrome, P-R-E-S-S, versus ADEM, Number two, Alzheimer's disease. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to convert the syrup Keppra to the oral tablet 500 milligram 2 times daily. She need to follow with the rheumatologist and need appointment with hematologist because in the serum immunofixation lambda paraprotein was detected. I would like to start Aricept 5 mg PO daily and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA, rheumatoid factor. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
St. Mary's, may I help you? Hello?